It's an extended hour of the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by Foundation Solutions 360. For guaranteed foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space repair, visit foundationsolutions360.com. Now here are the Inside Outside Guys, Ken Calverley and Chuck Bridenstine.
Good afternoon and welcome to the bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys. Chuck, we're going to carry the theme. We've had a great show so far today. We're going to carry the theme of the day, being 9/11, with a great company whose owner has spent his career, for the most part, in the military.
Yeah, Joe Marth started Foundation Solutions 360 several years ago, and luckily we came to know him when he was taking great care of one of our listeners.
That's a great story. You're going to, as you stick around for the next hour, you're going to listen to Joe Marth from Foundation Solutions 360 and why he's a team partner of the Inside Outside Guy. Stick around for the next hour right here on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back, everybody. Bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys show, sponsored by Foundation Solutions 360. We're sitting here with the owner, Joe Marth, and Dave Cadman, who is described as a jack of all trades, a supervisor, a when somebody needs something done, you call me guy.
Dave's the guy.
That's a big title.
Internal consultant for the company, if anybody has any questions.
Does it say that on your card?
Don't have a card.
They didn't even give him a card. Joe, you made the comment off air. Everybody knows where they were on 9/11. Where were you? What's your background regarding that?
Yeah, so, you know, when I started in the military, I was in the reserves. And then my full-time job, I was actually working for a carpenter straight out of high school, local 1234. And I think I mentioned that last time about how the first 6 months they just grind you into the dirt before they start teaching you anything. Well, after that, I had a little bit of background knowledge of IT, so I was actually working for Northwest Airlines when that happened. So I was working for Northwest Airlines for about 2 years doing some of their IT. This was a short stint in my life. I got into computers, and I was like, no, this isn't for me. I got to get back into the field. But anyhow, that's where I was. And it was really odd because my mom was actually taking a flight that day. So I met her at the airport, right? I was already working there. And I had walked her to the gate and said goodbye. And then next thing you know, I went upstairs because someone said what happened. And we were watching from the TV at one of the bars in the airport. And after that, obviously all the flights were grounded, and got my mom back off the flight, and you know, she got back to her car, but it was just odd. You know, that's when I was working at the airport and my mom was actually taking a flight that day. And it was really, really eerie because it didn't matter what hour of the day, it was always loud outside on the tarmac. You know, the jets are always on, and you could hear a pin drop out there. It was crazy. But yeah, that's where I was that day. That was crazy.
So you were on non-active duty status at that time.
Reserve, yeah. So it was just middle of the week. There was no duty. I wasn't in uniform or anything like that. You know, I was just doing my civilian job at that time.
Wow. Amazing stuff.
Yeah.
So what got you back into the construction side?
Well, obviously you're young. You're trying to figure out what you want to do. So before I graduated high school, I was always working, doing construction with my dad. Went into boot camp, came back from boot camp. I was like, I want to do carpentry. Did that for about 4 years. Yeah. And I was like, maybe I want to start going to school for something, you know? Like, so computers is what I picked. And, you know, I had a lot of jobs. I worked for Prince Telecom, which used to be before Comcast, and I was installing cable TV for maybe like 6 months. And then, you know, I got into IT, did that for like 2 years, and then I got back into construction. Then I started doing roofing with a buddy, and then I started doing painting and drywall with another friend. And then that, I got into the fire service, you know, early on. I think I was 25 when I hired on. Meantime, I'm always in reserve status with the military, right? And the fire department is when, you know, that I stuck with that career. I stuck with that, stuck with the military, and that went for a long time. But as a firefighter, and I'm not in the service at the time, you know, reserve status, I'm always doing side work, you know, waterproofing my own house, waterproof my neighbor's house, the guy across the street, hey, waterproof my house. And
every house, if they haven't had it done, they're going to.
Right. And not everybody can do that work, you know, so it was easy for me. And I don't know how it just transitioned. I was always like, well, maybe I'll do the roofing. Maybe I'll do the siding. Maybe I'll do concrete. Maybe I'll do fireplaces. And I just stepped back one day. I'm like, you know, I do this second nature. Why wouldn't I just make this my career? You know,
be the expert.
That's what I've done with my father. That's what I keep doing on side jobs. So eventually, I took this over. I didn't want to take my dad's, you know, company name. So I was like, I got to get something that snaps. So the first marketing company that I used was Marketing 360 out of, I think it was Colorado. And that 360, when I was developing the name, I was like, that jumps out. So I wanted to use the 360, you know, full encompassing. We look at every side of the house, all the way around. We'll figure out the solution. Hence the name. Foundations, that's what we're in. That's how the name developed.
So what all does Foundation Solutions 360 do?
So the main categories is foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space repair. But I tell you what, it seems like the longer I do this, the more and more we branch out. You know, somebody has a deck, and then they finished it, built it into the house, but it's only on posts, 4x4 posts. So naturally, it starts settling. So now we're lifting that up, cutting the post off, resupporting it. It's like, that's not really in our wheelhouse of what we do every day.
You know? You're solving problems. You're making the homeowner happy. You're solving their issues.
Yeah.
You're adapting. You're overcoming.
Right? You know, and then I'm into, like, you know, replacing sill plates and bond boards. And it's like, you know, that's not really what we do all the time. But that's easy. We can do that. So that's the main three categories. But, God, they branch off so much into little details.
Why would you be replacing bond boards and sill plates?
Rotted, moisture, you know, not having...
Explain to the listener what those are. We're part of the house you're talking about there.
So you have a crawl space. Let's just say it's 18 inches tall. And there's a lot of moisture. There's standing water down there. Your cinder block walls, which make up the foundation of the crawl space, at the very top of it, if the home's built right, that's the other thing too, is there's no absolutes in construction.
No.
You should have a piece of womanized wood that's flat. And then the floor joists sit on that. And then the outside of those floor joists, you have the bond board that connects to that. That stuff all gets rotted when you have too much moisture, too much water in the crawl space. And then what happens is the floor joists start to mush, or they start to sag. And that sill plate just becomes brittle, damaged.
And people start noticing cracks in the drywall, maybe cracks in the brickwork behind it, and they don't know what's going on. And you come in and you provide a solution for the foundation system. One thing I want to make sure people hear about how we found Foundation Solutions 360, because it is a really cool story.
Yeah.
That one of our listeners has some quotes on foundations. I think she had four altogether, and three of them told him. Chuck, you and I always say, if all you have is a hammer, every solution looks like a nail. And everyone came in and they said, okay, you need all this work, and they wanted to charge her a lot. And then you guys came in and said, Foundation Solutions 360 came in and said, ma'am, this isn't that bad. You don't need our help. And of course, she was confused.
So she went from $20,000+ to you don't need us.
So you don't need it. And here's what I always tell people. Look, she called you to fix a foundation. You want to go out there and fix a foundation. But she didn't need it. So she called Terry Russell from Blessed Assurance Home Inspection, who is our preferred contractor for home inspections. And Terry went out there and said, no, ma'am, you're fine. You don't need any work done. He called me and said, I got to tell you about this company. And it was a matter of a week or two, we sat down and you became a team partner of the Inside Outside Guys, and been keeping many, many of our listeners very happy, and a good friend of ours very happy recently. You took care. We'll talk about that when we get back from break in a little while.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, of course, the moral of that story is you can trust Foundation Solutions 360, because if you don't need it, they're not going to sell it to you. And Joe, I just can't overemphasize how important that is in this economy, because we hear just the opposite all the time.
Yeah, and ever since you guys told me that story, I mean, I instilled that in my guys, but ever since you told me that story, I look for it more and more. And I'm like, you ran 15 appointments last week. So we kind of go through them, like, sure. What happened? You know, we sold 5 and, you know, 10 didn't sell. And more I'm seeing, like, well, that person didn't need our work. They only needed this. And I'm like, that's pretty awesome. I noticed it more now that you guys had brought that to my attention.
That is pretty awesome. When we get back from break, you know, Paul W., when he talks about Victor's on the air, he always talks about Victor's 50-year warranty.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your warranty when we get back from break. Your foundation system warranty when we get back. More from the Inside Outside Guys with Foundation Solutions 360 on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to this extended hour of the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by Foundation Solutions 360. For guaranteed foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space repair, visit foundationsolutions360.com. Once again, here are Ken and Chuck.
Talking with the owner, Joe Marth, if he doesn't know, nobody does, and Dave Cadman, who claims to know everything. Joe doesn't. Is that fair, Dave?
Not really. We have three licensed builders in this company, and between the three of us, we can answer almost any question.
I love that. Hey, before we went to break, Ken had mentioned warranties.
Yeah, that's a good question. So for our basement waterproofing, we have a lifetime transferable warranty. For our structural repairs inside the homes, like in the crawl spaces or basement stanchions, lifetime transferable. Without peering, any kind of settling in the home where we're doing any kind of peering, that's a lifetime transferable.
So foundations, basement waterproofing, lifetime transferable.
Correct.
So when someone is selling the house, you know, when you have the showings, you take that piece of paper from Foundation Solutions 360 and you put it on there, letting them know that this lasts through their, you know, as they buy the house, which is a great, I mean,
great value.
We said it earlier, if a house hasn't leaked in Southeast Michigan, it's a matter of time before it does. And Chuck, when you sell a house, you got to say, yeah, we've had water or we haven't had water. We've talked about that many times on the show. And if you do, you call Foundation Solutions 360 and you get a transferable. I can't get much better than that. Really can't.
Yeah, and you know, if you want to be a company that's just around for a year or two and then beat it, like, that means nothing to you. But I don't want people calling me after we do the job. And no offense to anyone, we do work, but usually if there's a phone call, that means there's a problem.
Right.
So I'm only going to put products in, and I'm only going to allow my guys in the parameters of doing this kind of work to be successful, because I don't want the phone calls.
How do you assure that your guys know what they're doing? How do you handle that?
Training, a lot of training. You know, my foreman's, I'm not just going to, hey, you seem like a nice guy. Like, you go dig this customer's house and stink some peers, you know?
It's a basement, right?
Yeah. So a lot of our guys have previous experience. So, hey, you got a lot of hours on a machine, you know, digging, excavating. Like, all right, well, you know, work with the crew for 2 years, 3 years. And then maybe some in-house training, you know? I took a lot of stuff from the fire department and military. Right, there's a lot of good from both that I use and implement into this company. SOGs, you know, a reading file. There's a lot of things that I put in place. Like, hey, if you want to be a foreman, you're brand new. I have a book and I have a checklist. You're going to do plumbing in front of a supervisor at least 2-3 times on 2 or 3 different occasions. And that's great. That's one thing out of 120 different things I want you to check off that you can be a foreman. And even some of our foremen that become foremans, they're not on the machines right away. They got to prove themselves so that they can do basement waterproofing and crawl spaces and all the other work before they get on a machine and start peering. Because a lot of our work, you make a mistake, you put a beam in the wrong place, fine, we can move it, right? The concrete is a little bit messed up over here. We can redo that. But lifting someone's house, I'd like to think you only have one shot at that. So I take that very serious, you know.
So SOG, standard operating guidelines,
yep,
that this company uses, and every position has to comply with some set of SOGs.
Absolutely. Everything from what time you're expected to be here to follow through and final walkthrough with the customer. There's a form for everything. And the guys are just, oh, I'm so tedious about everything. But, you know, like, in my mind, guys are like, you operate this 110%. In my mind, I'm thinking like, man, we're more like 80%. There, we can always throw some more SOGs and more training out there. So it's a fine balance, but there's always room for training. And everything I've done in my career was train. You got to keep training. It doesn't matter if you're professional, you've been doing it for 20 years. And a lot of my careers, if you think you know everything, that's when you need to retire because you can hurt somebody.
I agree.
So. Joe, we all know how scared homeowners are to call people to their house, even especially the last few years, call people in their house. If I'm a homeowner and I don't see moisture in my basement, but I smell it, I'm starting to get a moldy, musty smell, is that a phone call you want? Can you make it less expensive if you get to it earlier, if they just smell something?
Yeah, I think smells are, well, it's interesting, right? If it's a sewer smell, then that's probably a plumber, right? Right. But if you're getting that mold and musty smell,
the Michigan basement smell, we've all gone down and
exactly.
Yeah, that is a good indication that there's some seepage, some water problems, because you might not see it. Like right now, there's not a lot of people calling for basement waterproofing. It's been a slow summer as far as that category, and that's because we haven't had the rain. So if the headache's not in front of you, you're not thinking about it.
Well, we mentioned the crawl space earlier. How, let's be honest, disgusting the crawl space is, and that can actually, Chuck and I have talked about the stacky effects, where that can actually cause issues up in the attic and mold up in the attic. If you're noticing these smells, if you put your head down into your crawl space and it smells terrible, it's not getting any better, fair to say. There's something going down there, and they need to at least get Foundation Solutions 360 out to do a comprehensive assessment of what's going on.
Yeah, especially crawl spaces. I don't care if it's dry out or not. You know, the crawl space for sure. You know, if it's basements, that's another category. But crawl spaces, they should all be encapsulated, all of them. Maybe if you poured concrete and it's a 4 foot tall crawl space and it's conditioned and there's no moisture and you're up on a hill and it's all sand backfilled, man, maybe you don't need encapsulation. But that's a unicorn crawl space. So
that is.
Most of them need it.
Yeah. So what happens when someone calls? What's the process internally? Who do they talk to? What happens moving forward?
So, like training, even like Sharon or Linda, when they answer the phones, we've done training. So there's days I'll pick and I'll just sit behind them and listen and critique some of the calls. And when they have calls, you know, they write down what the information is. So if we have a question, we can go back to that. Same thing when they're scheduling. So what I really train them and how the process starts is with questions. What's going on with your home? Are you the homeowner? How long has it been happening? And, you know, if someone said something like water's coming up through our floor drain, well, then we would identify that as, like, it sounds like you need to call a plumber. Because 9 out of 10 times, it's probably some kind of blockage in the main line going out to the city. So we would filter these calls and make sure that is a problem. You know, hey, I have water running down my brick and it's getting into my basement. I have water in my basement. Well, maybe that might be a roofing or a soffit or overhang or gutter problem.
Interesting.
So most people that call, though, are calling for the right, you know, right problems, right reasons. But they still ask these questions to make sure we're not wasting their time and they're not wasting ours. And you're calling the right contractor, because it's already frustrating for the homeowner. It's even more frustrating to schedule a week from now. We come out and then find out, hey, we can't help you. This is someone else's category. So that's how the appointment's booked. Our inspector goes out. The assessment, the problem, depending on what it is, it could be a crack repair. It's not going to take an hour and a half to go over that. Peering, it might take 2 hours. But the normal appointment is half an hour to hour and a half. Write up the solution, talk to the homeowner about it, offer financing if that's needed. And then if it's a good fit for everybody, the homeowner signs up, gives us a deposit. Once a week, our inspectors all come back. We have a sales meeting and training right after that. They turn in these work orders. My sales manager, he's the first one to go through them all, and then they end up on my desk. And every single customer that we install, I've seen and thoroughly gone through, and I have pictures, because I require pictures of every job to make sure that what these guys are telling me that need help, need problems, I can see in the pictures. It gets my stamp of approval. It goes to Linda. Linda does the scheduling. She calls the schedule. Missed dig permits, that's all done in the time frame needed. And then the week before, friendly phone call to say, hey, don't forget we're coming out Tuesday. We go out, do the job, 1 or 2 days. Foreman introduces himself, gets the work done. At the end of the job, walk through, piece of paper needs to be signed. Our foremans need to email all the pictures of the work back to the office so that we have a database for them. And then the homeowner pays. And then once the homeowner's paid, pictures are in, everything's signed, we send out the warranties to the homeowner, and job's complete.
Wow.
It done.
Nicely done. Very nicely done. And Dave, I see why you wanted to defer to him. Boom. Joe does good work.
And the systems that you guys have, whether it's for the foundation, the waterproofing, a lot of the materials you use are patented by Foundation Solutions 360, are they not?
We do have a few, and we're still working to make more. Yeah. I mean, some of these products, if I'm buying these products for somebody and they're 7 states away and I got to pay for shipping and everything, then my prices have to go up to the homeowner. And a lot of these products, I'm like, this is just too simple. And we can actually change it.
It's simple for you.
Better.
Well, we've seen you do it. And you obviously have the engineering knowledge to do it. ProductionSolutions360.com. If anyone has any questions, anyone needs any advice, if you smell something down there, Joe's here for you. Stick around. We're going to talk more with Foundation Solutions 360 right here on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to the Bonus Hour, the Inside Outside Guys show, bringing you a company we trust and you can too for your foundation solutions. And of course, that's Foundation Solutions 360. Joe Marth, the owner. You mentioned the word encapsulation and you mentioned crawl spaces, but let's be honest, Ken always says out of sight, out of mind. No one looks in their crawl space.
Or their attic.
Yeah, you don't want to know.
Right, exactly.
So what kind of things might people be dealing with in a crawl space that's 25, 50, 60 years old?
Well, you know, a lot of these old crawl spaces, they're not deep enough, right?
Boy,
you need at least to be safe, you need 24 inches. I can't remember what the code was.
I think the code doesn't even get us there, but that's okay.
But it's because of the moisture from the
right
dirt, and it's just attacking that wood, you know, and they're not making those floor joists womanized all the way across, and obviously they rot over years and years. So unless you have like a 2-3 foot crawl space, all those floor joists will, it's not if, they will rot. And it's from the moisture. So a lot of these crawl spaces, mold, mildew, mites, you get allergens from it. And you can walk into some homes that have crawl spaces and you just have
that. Oh, sure.
That's so true.
The windows might have some moisture down by the bottom left, you know, in the wintertime when the heat's on. And you can just, it's got a different scent to it.
You know it immediately.
And here's something that people may be surprised of. Chuck and I, years ago, used to build those crawl spaces, to build those foundations, because that's the way everyone did it and the science wasn't there like it is today.
Right, yeah.
Well, the code actually still allows you to build a bad crawl space, let's be honest.
You're right.
They're getting better, but a new house could have a problem with a crawl space, right?
Yeah, I mean, per code, this should be encapsulated nowadays.
Yeah, they should.
Why would it not? It's just dirt.
They will eventually.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, like, you're laying in bed and your head's, 2 feet off the ground, and 2 feet below that is dirt, right? And that's where you're sleeping every night.
And God knows what's in the dirt.
Right. And they say 50% of the air is coming from your crawl space.
Sure.
Where all your ductwork running from in the crawl space and back through, and that's drafting and pulling air.
People did go into their crawl space and they looked up. A lot of it has mold and mildew on the bottom decking, and that's what they're breathing in. Yeah. That's why this is so. And I know you've heard it. Once you've done work for these people and you've encapsulated their crawl space, you've had to got hit, heard the comment, I breathe so much better now. You know, the air smells and feels so much healthier.
Gone. Yeah.
You've added value to the home. What do you actually do when you encapsulate?
Well, we try to grade everything out. We get, I swear, some of these crawl spaces are just like, well, put that out in the garbage. No, just drop it in the crawl space.
Been there. Been there.
There's tires.
Seen that.
Oil tanks down there. There's wood. There's debris. There's everything down there. And so if critters
lucky
are
strike
living
packs
down there, then we're going to clean the crawl space out first. And most crawl spaces, they need drain tile, a sump pump. So we're going to dig, put the drain tile in, put the stone in, and after that process is done, then we're going to start insulating the walls, rigid foam board. We're going to spray for every floor joist pocket. We're going to spray spray foam, seal that off, put Spunglass R30 up in there. And then after that's done, then we're going to start laying our vapor barrier on the ground. And our vapor barrier is a 90 mil vapor barrier. It's foil on one side, which has got great effects. It's just like if you could think about an emergency space blanket. It's super thin. It's that foil.
Sure.
And it's to retain heat. And that's why in the wintertime, I'll get in a crawl space. I'll have my Carhartt coat on. It's cold. And once we get it halfway encapsulated, I'm in my T-shirt and socks.
I bet.
Now, a touch point for people. How many mil did you say? 90?
90 mil, yeah.
Now, the good plastic that people think is really expensive that they might buy is 6 mil. So yeah. It's not even close to what
that's
you're
what
putting
most,
in there.
It's so much DIY, that's what they're going to do it with.
Well,
6 mil, right?
We get emails. Yeah. People bought the 4 mil because, God, that 6 mil was really expensive. And you're putting a 90 mil,
yeah.
product over the floor.
Now, and that's also reinforced 90 mil, correct?
It is. It's woven stitched. Right. And the top layer is a white... I don't even know what it's made out of, but it's maybe like a poly liner that's stitched in there. And then there's, I know there's a little tiny bit of foam that's inside there. And then there's another layer of something else. And then the bottom is a foil layer. I've actually ripped it apart to look.
Sure, I would too.
At that point, if they have room down there, people can use their crawl space as storage at that point. But it's very important that they condition. I'm sure you've seen a lot of people who thought they did a great job by encapsulating their crawl space and they forgot or didn't know they needed to condition the air down there.
Correct, yeah. And a lot of the insulation that's up in the floor joists, that all needs to come down.
Right.
Right?
Because
you're trying to block that. Now I created a heat space. You need to use that.
Yeah.
And out of all the services we provide, right, this is one that actually increases the value of your home.
Guaranteed.
Everything else protects the value.
We have a lot of people listening that have exactly the issues we're talking about it right now. They would love to have this done at their house. They just don't have the funds available right now to them. How can Foundation Solutions 360 help get them their foundation, their crawl space, their basement waterproofed?
Yeah, that's a good question. And we do run into that. And I'd say in the last year, I've seen more people finance. More people are using credit cards. More people are extending their money in other ways. And whether that's because money's tight for them or they're just using their money differently, it's really not my business, but they're using the finance more. And we offer... I mean, we have access to like 80 different programs, but I try to keep it simple to like 20 of them. And probably our hottest is the 4 years interest free, or maybe like a 12
the
month
what?
Same as cash.
Interest free?
4 years interest free.
4 years.
48 months
interest
sounds better.
Free.
48 months.
Wow. That's a long time.
Yeah. And
I think people are. You say you're using more financing. I think people are being smarter about their finance because companies like you are offering those kind of programs. I mean, I don't care if you have $1 million in the bank. If you can borrow money for free, why wouldn't you?
Right. Yeah. And I don't question it, but I noticed that more people are using financing lately the last year. So.
Okay. And I'm sure you have other lower rates for people who may not qualify for that. You have some low rate loans.
Yeah. I think there's like a 6.99 and it goes all the way out to 12 years. We can get a payment. You know, you can have a $10,000 job and we get the payment. I mean, don't hold me on this, but under $100 a month. Yeah. And
that's
but the
huge.
4 years interest free is a little higher, but there's zero interest, right?
It's 4 years. That's why it's going to be higher. But
exactly. Yeah.
That's amazing. So what kind of foundation failures will you see in Michigan?
So, and I love approaching homes and new customers because to me, the house just talks to me,
yep.
right?
If
it's not saying it on the outside brick, then I can go in the basement and it's going to finish the story pretty quick. So a lot of times when we do a lot of training is a lot of the cracks that you're going to see in the block, in the brick, in the pour, it's going to end up going to a window. Most of the time, remember, there's never an absolute with homes. Most of the time, you'll see it go to an opening and then on the top of that opening, it continues. Because that's the weakest part of the structure.
That's right.
So a lot of the bricks, you'll start to see step cracks. In basements, you see a horizontal crack along the middle of the wall. You know, and these are signs that either the foundation's settling or it might be bowing. You know, clay conditions, Michigan, pressures.
If it's bowing in, you can fix that?
We can. We can stabilize it if it's not too bad, save the homeowner some money. But sometimes when it's coming in where I'm even like, oh, boy, we better stabilize this before we try to stabilize this. You got an excavate to push it back out.
Let me make something clear that we say to people a lot, especially when it comes to anything that's masonry or concrete issue. Once you see the bowing, once you see the crack, it's not going to get better. It's only going to get worse. So if they give you a call when they first see it, there's a lot greater chance they are going to save themselves a lot of money. Is that fair to say?
You're right, because exactly what I said, if it's just slightly bowing, we can just put the beams in and we're going to
stabilize it.
Yeah. Stabilize it. Now, when we got to get an excavator out there and we got to excavate, you know, maybe we're tearing out the patio, the sidewalk, the driveway, we're digging down, landscaping's gone. And obviously, it's going to cost more money when I have heavier machinery out there to dig. And now we're not just putting the beams up, but we actually have to push the wall. So you have to stabilize, push the wall, and then we got to backfill all this. And a lot of times we got to replace the drain tile, right? So, and then when I'm all done and leave, it's not over for the homeowner.
No.
So yeah, way more expensive. So by waiting and that wall getting worse, it does compound quickly.
So if you think you have a problem, call quickly.
That's right. And we'll be out there, and hopefully we can give you the cheapest solution that still works before it gets too far.
I like it.
I like it. Hey, stick around. We're going to stick with this theme with the date, the 21-year anniversary of 911 and the veterans. And let's all say right now thank you to you for being a veteran and going out there and fighting for us. We didn't do it, so no, people like you helped keep
absolutely.
Us free. When we get back from break, let me just real quick tell you about a question we get on email a lot is, what kind of paint should I paint my basement walls to keep the water out with? Okay. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about dehumidifiers, sump pumps, more. Stick around, one more segment with Foundation Solutions 360, only on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to this extended hour of the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by Foundation Solutions 360. For guaranteed foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space repair, visit foundationsolutions360.com. Once again, here are Ken and Chuck.
855-LEAK-360. Don't delay if you have to call. Ken, you mentioned a lot of emails we get from people that want to go out and buy really expensive paint and then lose a three-day weekend to painting their basement or crawl space walls. What's our advice?
What was the old, don't do it? What theme was that? Was that red or whatever? Don't do it. I mean, Joe, you speak on that. What happens if people try to trap the water on the inside of the blocker?
Yeah. And, you know, my experience with homeowners is it works. It does for a couple of weeks. So
I remember when I was a kid, and I say a kid, I was probably 18, 19, 20, something like that. And I was doing work on my wife's grandmother's basement walls. And she had an old Michigan basement in Berkeley with that paint all over it. And I were pulling her basement windows out and putting glass black in. And I remember hearing the pebbles fall into the webbing of the block. Kapluk, 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 you know, and that house always smelled musty and mildewy. Yeah. And that's the consequences. You don't want to trap that water behind that wall. You want to get it out of that wall and outside.
That's right. Yeah. It's not a bad product once the wall's dried, right? So once you waterproof it and you get rid of that moisture, fine. It's a paint, right? It's a good paint for masonry, but it's not the solution when you have a water problem.
Amen.
That's the thing.
You said it's a Band-Aid on a boo-boo. I like that.
Yeah.
I thought a Yogi Bear.
A bullet boo-boo.
We've been begging Dave Cadman to get involved here, and you may end up talking to Dave or seeing Dave when you hire Foundation Solutions 360. So, Dave, what exactly do you do with and for this company and its clients?
Well, I've been around for many years with Joe, and I help with everything. I help with the training of the guys, the new guys coming in, and working their way up the ladder to eventually become a second on a crew or a foreman. Work with inventory, mostly inspections. Because we're a professional company, we love to pull permits on our job, so everything is done correct, everything is done properly. I deal with many, many municipalities, and I see some of the same inspectors all the time.
Build
great relationships with these guys, and they trust our work. A lot of the time, you know, I always insist that they take a really good look around.
Good.
I like to have the homeowner there as well, educate the homeowner, and we even go above and beyond. If we're doing an inspection and we see an improper dryer vent coming up that could potentially cause a fire, we're going to make the customer aware of it. GFI outlets. So if your sump pump has a problem, it's going to trip. Battery backups. So basically, just from beginning to end, we have a smooth process. We know how every city works. And from beginning job till when the inspector first gets there, right till the final inspection, we get that green sticker.
satisfying, is it?
Yep,
once you
it
get
is,
that great
hey, outside guy, what does it mean to the client and the company when inspectors trust a company like Foundation Solutions 360 to do it right?
When a company shows a history of doing things right, and inspectors go out on a regular basis and don't give any red tags, they tend to trust that company more. And we all know that most jurisdictions can't say, hey, hire this company, they're the best. But what they can do is tell you, here are companies that we know do it right. And you guys, I'm sure, are on many of those lists around Southeast Michigan. Sump pumps. You mentioned sump pumps. Joe, does every basement or does every crawl space need a sump pump?
I do. I believe in that.
You do?
Like I said.
I do, too.
Yeah. Because a lot of people say, I don't get any water down there, but maybe once or twice a year. Well, that once or twice a year, what's it going to do to your crawl space?
Yeah.
Now, if you're going to get encapsulated, then why wouldn't you do that, right? You're spending all this money on this vapor barrier. You need to protect your investment, right? So, again, the sump pump's a good source. Now, in basements, I mean, a lot of older homes that don't have sump pumps, they're relying on the city infrastructure. And what happened 2 years ago? Now they're doing backflow preventers.
Talk to Paul W. Smith about that.
You're right.
He gladly would have invested in a couple of sump cracks and pumps.
Yeah, exactly. So it's always a good idea. And for me, when I put that in, now I can control. Now I know that what we did is going to a source that I know can take care of the water.
So you can retrofit a crack and a pump to a home that does not have one.
Correct, yeah.
And that's why you're willing to put that not only lifetime warranty, but a transferable lifetime warranty.
Correct.
You know you do it right. You know you're not going to get a call back. And if you do, you know your system and you can take care of it.
Correct. Yep. I mean, we've had a couple callbacks a couple years ago.
We had that. All that right. You had a couple callbacks a couple years ago.
Well,
this is an honest show for you.
Hey.
It was water's coming up through my floor drain, and it's flooding the basement. And our waterproofing system tied into that floor drain. And it ended up being the city backing up into the basement. So it wasn't a warranty. It's a hard conversation to have with the homeowner.
Yeah.
And I paid all this money. My basement was supposed to be dry.
Sure.
But I'm relying on the city infrastructure. So some pumps every time I would love to, but some homeowners don't want that. This is finished. I have no room for it. All right, then I guess we're tying into a floor drain, which still works, right? It's just, what do I prefer? The sump pump every
time. The insurance isn't quite as good a policy, right?
I haven't seen the, yeah.
You started to say something?
Yeah, I like the crock and the pump.
Okay, Joe, so I'm a homeowner. I hear you guys. I hear this show. I go to the InsideOutsideGuys.com. I click on Basement Foundation. I click on Foundation Solutions 360. I send you an email and said I need an estimate. Go through the process real quick from there. How soon can you guys get out?
So that's the same as calling us, except what time of the day we get that email. If it's after hours, we're going to call you the next morning. And we're going to ask you the same questions. We're going to book you an appointment. Usually about right now, it's about a week out before we can get out there. Right?
Okay.
If we have a cancellation or somebody didn't, you know, which never happens, forgets that we're coming, it doesn't show up, you might pop something else in, right, depending on what city you're in. But normally, it's about a week before we get out there. And then the same process rolls. We're about 3 or 4 weeks out before we do the install.
Okay. Yeah. At that point, like you said earlier, once the install's done, you guys send them a lifetime transferable, probably looks like a diploma, I'm guessing, and it'll transfer to the next homeowner as well.
That's correct, yeah.
So once you start a job, do you stay with it till it's done?
Yeah, I don't like to start jobs on a Friday if it's a 2 or 3 day. I like everything done by Friday.
Good
if it's
going
to be more than 2 days, I start it on Monday. And I always like my guys to finish their jobs on the Friday, or it's a small one-day job, right? Because, and again, I have a really good retention, and people ask me all the time, where do you find your workers? I'd like to think I have the same workers as everyone out there. It's just I treat them really good.
Amen.
Yeah.
And they stay. So if we
It's a career with this company.
I try to make it for the guys. I really, really do. We offer health care for them. And, you know, if we have an 80-foot basement waterproofing job, I don't want to do that on the Friday. And neither do my guys. So if we have a 35-foot, that's what the guys would go do. If we have a couple crack repairs, do it on a Friday. Because I understand, like me, they want to get off early.
Sure,
too.
Sure.
And so they want satisfaction. They want to feel like they've done something and completed something at the end of the week, right?
Absolutely.
So the last thing I'm going to say before we close it down, for people who are listening, if they want to be part of the team here. I mean, this will, you guys will always be in business. Foundations and basements aren't getting
not
better.
Not going to run out of work.
Our house infrastructure are getting older. This is a great career to get into. And you, if they're interested, you definitely be willing to talk to anybody out there, correct?
Absolutely. Okay. And even if you just worked here for a few years, this is a great trait to know. Just like for me,
you're right.
Carpentry, when I was young,
I agree.
I still use that. You would use this.
Yeah. I agree 1,000%. So you're going to provide on-the-job training, and we just talked about that in our article this past Friday, how important it is to have people like those that you're hiring and literally, again, equipping for a lifetime of work anywhere they want to go in the world, right?
Correct, yeah.
Dave Cadman, Joe Marth. Joe, thank you again for serving our country and everything you've done for our country. And everyone else out there, go out and make it a great day today, okay? Spend time with the family. This has been a special bonus show featuring Foundation Solutions 360 with the Inside Outside Guys right here on AM 760 WJR.